T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It's 6:30 here on a Thursday morning and 35 degrees. At Tuesday night's Wichita City Council meeting, Mayor Jeff Longwell announced that 700 jobs will be going into the former Gander Mountain building downtown.
But the mayor stopped short of saying what that business will be. City Council member Cindy Claycomb tells KSN News it will be vital for the downtown.
Waterwalk hasn't maybe developed into what we envisioned at first. There are things going on at Waterwalk, and if the old Gander Mountain site can be occupied, that would certainly be great.
The city plans to make a formal release about plans for the building soon. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman died late Tuesday night in a traffic wreck in East Wichita.
The Wichita Police Department has identified the victim in Tuesday's fatal car accident as 57-year-old Yvonne Riccio of Wichita. Officers responded to an injury accident in the intersection of Kellogg and Webb involving a 2003 GMC Yukon Denali and a black 2017 Honda CRV.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says a 35-year-old man was driving southbound on Webb. Riccio was in the back seat in the Honda going eastbound on Kellogg, and the vehicles collided in the intersection. Riccio suffered fatal injuries. Investigators believe that alcohol use by the driver of the GMC was a causing factor in the accident.
One man is dead after a motorcycle accident in southwest Kansas in Haskell County, near the town of Sublette. Highway Patrol reports a pickup pulling a trailer westbound on U.S. 56 slowed down to turn onto a county road. A motorcycle ran into the side of the trailer. Driver of the motorcycle, 71-year-old Richard Hidalgo, was taken to Santana District Hospital, where he died.
A Roman Catholic priest in Texas has been read his legal rights after performing last rites.
The Reverend Gerald Langsch of Austin is accused of groping a woman while performing the holy sacrament of anointing the sick. Langsch was called in to perform last rites on a woman in hospice care in early October. She's still alive, and she now accuses Langsch of applying a lotion on her breasts after anointing her with holy water. The diocese says Langsch was removed from all priestly duties last month after receiving a report that he failed to maintain proper boundaries with an adult in an unrelated case. He's charged with misdemeanor sexual assault. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A major college campus in Philadelphia is dealing with an outbreak of mumps.
City health officials now say they believe 74 people have contracted mumps at Temple University. Of those, 15 cases are confirmed. Mumps is a viral infection that involves swollen glands. Students who may be infected should limit contact with others and seek medical care. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is the best protection. The mumps vaccine has been part of routine childhood shots for decades, but research suggests protection fades 10 or more years after the second dose. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure means nice, quiet weather for us today. Mostly clear this morning, sunny and 58 by noontime, 64 for the afternoon high. Clear and dry tonight, our low 39. We may get near 70 for the high tomorrow, with thunderstorms rumbling in for the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 35 degrees. We have a north wind at 8 miles per hour. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on a Thursday morning, March 21st, and consulting my calendar here for the National Weather Service Wichita Storm Fury of the Plains. On the plains, they're going to have another session tonight. This one's in Butler County, in Augusta. Tom Leffler's Tom Leffler's down there at Points Event Center, 2101 Dearborn Street. This will be at 6:30. It's open to the public free of charge. Another one of the Storm Fury on the Plains presentations. Chance Hayes does those at National Weather Service. They do a great job. They'll be looking at severe weather and what you can learn about that. Go and see it tonight in Augusta. It's not the kind of emergency most people think of when someone dials 911, but it was enough of an emergency to get a response by first responders in Woodbridge, New Jersey. 12-year-old with autism dialed 911 after losing his teddy bear. but hung up before speaking with dispatchers. Officer Kerry Manzini went to Ryan Paul's home in response and helped the kid search for and find the missing stuffed animal. Ryan's dad is thanking the officer for being gracious and understanding. How about that? That's going a little above and beyond the call of duty there. Go find a teddy bear. You know, we always talk about firefighters and the cat up the tree thing.
Oh, yeah. That's the stereotypical.
These police officers helping out.
Helping the public.
A man who joined the Marines 2 days after the September 11th attacks has been sentenced to a decade in prison after blaming post-traumatic stress disorder for car bombing his neighbor after a parking dispute.
Yeesh.
Despite a fireball and an explosion powerful enough to buckle the car's doors, the victim miraculously escaped injury.
Oh, my gosh.
When the bomb was detonated as he drove down a Bronx street in 2016. U.S. District Judge Paul Engelmeyer said he would have made Richard Logel spend twice as long in prison if not for his military heroism. Apparently, this guy was a war hero. He did some great things and a little leniency there after the guy car-bombed his neighbor. Rusty Eck Ford's doing something special today, Ted, at Campus High School down there in Hayesville.
Yes.
They're going to donate a 2012 Ford Focus to Campus High, a car to be used by students at the school to learn more about automotive diagnostics, repair, and new technology. So they're going to do that at 1:30 this afternoon at campus. Rusty Eck Ford, give him an older car. Now, well, not too 2012. That's not too old. But give him a car to work on.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're little, you know, they got that modern, they got computers in there. They
might
got modern,
lead some youngsters to a career in that, yeah.
That modern technology going on. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted. Let's see what else we got going on. Got the first full day of spring today, right? Let's talk a little bit about copper theft. I mean, you got a great story out of WPD about copper theft and what a problem that is. They're going into the old... Well, Town West, of course, is not the busy place it used to be, the shopping center, but apparently they went in there, and somebody was doing that the other night.
Well, that guy didn't get away with any copper, though. I think that was more vandalism.
Okay.
They couldn't find any copper on him.
Oh, really? So that was just a vandalism deal. But now they're talking about down along the bike path?
Somebody went down along the bike path by the river, and apparently they clipped out one wire, and they just pulled all the metal out, and that disabled the entire lighting system along the river there.
Well, this is... something that's been going on for a while.
Yeah, it ebbs and flows.
Crime Stoppers are jumping in.
It seems like it's really getting bad right now, so they're really trying to step up their efforts to stop this.
Well, and the answer to me, it's always been find out who's buying this stuff from these clowns.
Well, that's what they're trying to kind of focus on.
That's tough to do, I guess.
Because sometimes you got these dealers that they don't know if it's stolen or not. They're just buying metal. That's what I do. I buy metal.
Yep.
So they're trying to hold those folks a little more accountable.
Right.
If they're buying metal, they need to, figure out where this stuff is legit or if it's stolen.
You build a bike path and you light it, and instead of going out and running and walking and biking, people go out there and steal stuff. Isn't that funny? Well, that's the way crime is, Dad. They look for the opportunities just like everybody else.
With these thefts, you know, the amount of metal the thieves get is small compared to the amount of damage they do to the equipment. Because it costs the city or a business or whoever, costs them tons more money to fix the damage than the actual cost of the metal that was lost.
Yeah. All right. Crime Stoppers getting involved with a little bit more on their awards or fraternity.
Yep, trying to step that up.
6:39 now, Steve and Ted. Time for Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. A combination of technical buying, fund buying, and optimism of possible pork and beef sales to China spurred the cattle and lean hog futures to strong positive closes yesterday. The majority of the live cattle, feeder cattle, lean hog futures all scored new contract highs yesterday and closed near the highs of the session. The lean hog's first five contracts closed up to $3 limit, and lean hog's daily limits today will be expanded to $4.50. On the close yesterday, April live cattle, 45 cents higher, 129.57. April feeder cattle, 52 cents higher, 148.32. And April lean hogs at the $3 limit at 73.82. Well, the wheat futures Wednesday had the strongest close of all the grains, as the grains and soybean futures closed positive across the board. The market is still in a wait-and-see mode. The next major report is on Friday, the 29th, when the March 1 quarterly stocks and prospective planning reports will be released. At the moment, we're looking at May KC wheat down a penny and a half at 442 and a half. May corn's up a penny and a quarter at 372 and three quarters. May soybeans up three quarters of a penny at 906 and three quarters. April crude oil, 80 cents higher this morning. I meant to say May crude oil. It is, and I've got to make a correction here. We're going to have to skip the crude oil. Gold market, April gold, $13.50 higher, $1,315.20. The June S&P, 10 and a quarter points lower, 28.16 and three quarters. The June dollar index, 48 cents higher this morning at 95.68, with the June Dow Jones futures down 101 points at 25,628. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefter Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So the crude oil price is going up so fast, you can't even, your computer can't keep up with it, huh?
We'll give you an update. It's down 51 cents at $59.70. I had the wrong month in my computer.
That's the wrong month in your computer?
Yes.
I can't do that. That's operator error is what that is.
That's exactly right.
And when they finally replace you with another computer to do your computing, then you won't have to worry about that anymore.
Exactly right.
There will never be an operator error again.
Somebody needs to get him a calendar.
Yeah. You want a calendar?
Nice, wouldn't it?
We can get you a calendar with some...
Rainbows?
Or
castles in Europe. One of those calendars.
Or maybe some firefighters with their shirts off. Would that be good? I think we found the one, Ted. All right. Listen, thanks for being with us, and have a good day today. Okay, 6:42 now. Steve and Ted coming up. Don Grant, CFP The Money Tracker, getting a personal loan. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.